You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Wednesday, the 30th of November, 2022, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Well, today we're going to have a look at the cancelling of a museum, which also brings up a lot of questions, really, that shouldn't be too difficult to answer, but it appears that there are some among us who are asking these questions and don't think there is an answer to them. A British museum says it is closing a free exhibit about medical history after 15 years over fears that it is perpetuating racist, sexist, and ableist theories and language. And medical history, if you look at the history of medicine, it was pretty much developed by Europeans. Perhaps we have some Chinese medicine, acupuncture, but that is seen as alternative medicine. If you look at Chinese medicine, they also like to eat rhino horns and leopards' penises and all sorts of things like that, because they believe in, I guess, sympathetic magic, that if they eat a certain part of an animal, that will affect their body in some way. And that really hasn't been shown to actually work. It's all just folklore. As far as I'm aware, we don't really have a medical tradition with other ethnicities. If you look in Africa, you have a witch doctor tradition, again, that hasn't really been shown to work. I think you have similar ideas with shamans in Mongolia. Maybe in Australia, New Zealand, you have traditional Maori healing. And in South America, in the rainforest, there are lots of different plants that the tribes there know how to use to help people medically. But again, they just come from the plants that are there. We can't really use that in medicine in Europe and in the civilized world. So you really couldn't tell a history of medicine without it being 99% European. And because of that, then any exhibit that is actually showing that is going to get accused of being racist and sexist, of course, because it's mainly been men that have developed medicine as well. Of course, there have been some notable women that have been involved in it, and they've been praised for doing so. But for most of history, women were busy bringing up the children. They had a very important role, had a very important job that they needed to do, and it was the men that worked on science and advancing medicine. So unless they're actually going to lie, like they do in history now, and pretend that some of these white people were actually females and were actually black, then there is no way to have a medical exhibit which includes them. And basically they say because it doesn't include them, then it's perpetuating a racist stereotype that non-whites didn't contribute anything to the development of medicine. Perhaps non-whites did. I mean, perhaps Arabs, perhaps there isn't an Arabian tradition of medicine, but there certainly isn't a black tradition. And as I've said, the Chinese medicine is alternative. And since the medicine that we have is developed by the European world, that's the standard, that is the medical science that is actually taught in these other countries, then of course it's going to be Eurocentric. The Wellcome Collection, which is based in London, has been accused of cultural vandalism after it said it is scrapping its Medicine Man exhibit, which has been on display since 2007, from today. So it's a particular exhibit that they are getting rid of. And quite clearly, with a title like Medicine Man, that is not attempting to insult anyone, is it? It's saying that other ethnicities that may not have taken part in civilization, they still did have a history of trying to heal. They had a medicine man. I think that was an Indian term, medicine man. And of course, there are all these natural remedies. And I guess a lot of the medicine that we have today, it actually comes from some of these traditional remedies, some from some of these plants. You isolate what the active ingredient is within the plant or the bark. I think paracetamol might actually, or aspirin might actually come from tree bark. And you isolate the constituent that is responsible for the medical help, and then you can turn that into a pharmaceutical drug. And that is the way that medicine works today. So I don't think this exhibit was insulting anyone, that was trying to marginalize anyone. Quite the opposite. I think it was trying to show that indigenous peoples had their own way of trying to treat disease, but that it was different from the way that Europeans do. The charity which runs the museum, the Wellcome Trust, said the items neglected to tell the stories of those we have historically marginalized or excluded. Again, why would it tell the stories of a people that didn't actually live in America or didn't actually live in England? Okay, you could say, well, you had black slaves in America. But of course, yeah, they were black slaves, and Africa was just full of slavery at that time. There certainly wasn't a tradition, a medical tradition, history of medicine in Africa at the time. You couldn't tell a medical story of Africa. It's just not possible. All you could really talk about is slavery at that time. And why should the museum tell the story of another people group? I mean, obviously, this Wellcome, the guy who set this up, Henry Wellcome, he was white, and it was his museum. Why should his museum tell the story of anybody that was non-white? The museum said it had instead of telling a story that includes everyone, instead, the museum had been telling the story of Henry Wellcome, a 19th century American pharmaceutical entrepreneur and medical artifact enthusiast who founded the collection. So the museum is named after him. It's called the Wellcome Collection, and they are complaining that the Wellcome Collection tells the story of Henry Wellcome and all the things that he collected. I mean, what else would you expect a Wellcome Collection named after a Henry Wellcome to show apart from his story? It said that Wellcome, who was born in a log cabin in Wisconsin, was a man with enormous wealth, power, and privilege, who had acquired hundreds of thousands of objects with the aim of better understanding of the art and science of healing throughout the ages. So, quite clearly, if there had been artifacts showing medical science from other ethnicities, he would have collected them. He would have put them into his collection. Quite clearly, he was trying to understand healing throughout the ages, so he's not going to be discriminating against ethnic groups for their contribution to this. He's actually going to be searching that out. And because it doesn't contain much of it, that's because there really isn't very much there. The items include wood, ivory, and wax models from around the world and a variety of cultures, some of which date back to the 17th century, as well as curiosities such as Charles Darwin's walking sticks. So he searched around the world for artifacts and things that he could put in his museum to show the evolution of medicine. He certainly wasn't trying to exclude people from this. He was searching for any contributions that he could find, basically, on a global level. In a Twitter thread, the museum said it had decided to close the exhibit from Sunday, November 27th, adding that it had recently been asking itself, what is the point of museums? And that's what I mean about people asking themselves these sort of questions that should be very obvious to answer. It's rather like the question, what is the point of zoos? Well, the point of zoos is so that animals that are around the world that you may not get a chance to see in their original habitat, you can get up close to them and you can see them. I mean, okay, you can say that nowadays it's cheaper to travel around the world. 100 years ago, it was very difficult for somebody to travel out to Africa and go on safari and see these animals or go out to India. So they put the animals in zoos where they were well looked after and they bred in captivity, which they wouldn't do if they weren't well looked after. And it meant that people could have the enjoyment of seeing these animals close up. And I think it's the same reason why we have museums. We have museums so that people can see the history of the world, see different cultures, things like history of Egypt, the history of India, so that we can see these artifacts, perhaps these artifacts that we might have read about in books or seen the images of them, so that we can go to the museum and we can see these artifacts up close and we can imagine what life was like for the people that were using them. They form a very important part of education and understanding the world around us. That is the point of museums. And the point of this Welcome Museum was to do that with medical history so that people could go there and have a look and see the things that they heard about through medical history and see them up close and learn about it. I mean, it's just incredible that the organizers of this museum, the people that run this museum are asking the question, what is the point of museums? They say, when our founder, Henry Welcome, started collecting in the 19th century, the aim then was to acquire vast numbers of objects that would enable a better understanding of the art and science of healing throughout the ages. Well, that answers the question then. Why do they think that that is no longer required? Surely you want to learn as much as you can about the growth of medicine. You want to learn as much as you can about the growth of civilization and the history of our civilization. And this is a way of doing it. Why is it that suddenly we don't need to have a better understanding of the art and science of healing? Well, they say this was problematic for a number of reasons. Who did these objects belong to? How were they acquired? What gave us the right to tell their stories? Well, let's answer those questions. Those objects belonged to the people who owned them. How were they acquired? Well, we've just been told that this was a philanthropist. He had lots of money. So obviously this Henry Welcome had gone to these people and purchased these objects. And it is the fact that he purchased them and asked them about them. That's what gave us the right to tell their stories, because he was the owner of these objects. And he inquired about their use so that he could then pass on that knowledge to the people that came in to his museum. They don't seem to understand this, though, that these owners of the museum today. They say the result was a collection that told a global story of health and medicine in which disabled people, black people, indigenous people, and people of colour were exoticised, marginalised, and exploited, or even missed out altogether. Well, if they were missed out altogether, that's because they didn't have anything to contribute. We've already explained that he went all around the world trying to find examples of medical history and medical science amongst different peoples. It says that these peoples were exoticized. Well, that is because they lived in exotic parts of the world, isn't it? That's the reason why they were exoticized. I mean, at this time, you had black people in America, but they were slaves. And the only other part of the world you had black people in was Africa. And Africa is exotic, isn't it? It's over the other side of the world from you. They say that these people were then marginalized. Well, again, you've got a white country there. America was started out as a white country, and black slaves were brought in to do work, but they weren't originally citizens. That's just a part of history. Yes, they you could say that they were marginalized. But in an exhibit like this, which actually shows all these medical implements, he's not seeking to marginalise them, is he? He's seeking to find evidence of them using medical science. And that's the whole point of it. He wasn't deliberately discriminating against this great, wonderful history of medical science that people have just been covering up in Africa. I mean, what they had was juju magic. They had a system that eventually turned into voodoo when it got mixed with the Catholic religion. I don't think anybody suggests that works as medicine. If we look at them today, they do things like kidnapping albino Negroes, and then they chop body parts off them to use them as medicine, literally as medicine or as good luck charms. And that's still the sort of thing that goes on today. If you're an albino Negro, then, you know, it's very concerning, and there are charities that hide them and have to protect them from being chopped up and used as medicine or used as magic. I mean, it's a fine line between medicine and magic. It's not that Henry Wellcome was trying to marginalise a history of medicine in Africa. And then they were saying disabled people were marginalised and exploited or missed out altogether. I mean, what was the contribution of disabled people to the medical science that we have today? I doubt whether there really was very much of a contribution, because these people are disabled. They can't physically do the same things that able people can. Indigenous people were exoticized. Well, indigenous peoples would have been in the South American tropics and places like that. And again, they didn't really contribute that much to modern medical science. So they say, we can't change our past, but we can work towards a future where we give voice to the narratives and lived experiences of those who have been silenced, erased, and ignored. And that is not what is going on here. There haven't been all these indigenous people shouting at Henry Wellcome, saying, please include our tradition of medical science. You can see our books that we have here showing the medical technology that we've had for the last 2,000 years. I mean, these people didn't have books. They couldn't pass this information on. It's not that they gave Henry Wellcome all this evidence of medicine and surgery that they were doing, and Henry Wellcome thought, well, I have to hide that because these are horrible brown people and I don't want to include them. That's not what's going on here at all. It added that it had used artist interventions to try and do this with some pieces in the exhibit, but the display still perpetuates a version of medical history that is based on racist, sexist, and ableist theories and language. It's basically based upon the language that was used back then 300 years ago, isn't it? And if it wants to be accurate, then that is what they're going to have to do, isn't it? What they're trying to do here is they're trying to change history. A Harold Copping painting of a black African kneeling in front of a white missionary was put in storage by the collections director Melanie Keane in 2019. And what is wrong with that? Clearly, white people went over to Africa and they brought their medical technology with them, and it looked like miracles to these Africans what white medical technology was capable of doing. I mean, all we have to do is look at the increase in demographics over there to see what a miracle white medical technology actually had upon black Africans. So to depict a black African kneeling in thanks in front of the person that's just saved his life is just an accurate representation, I would have thought. But no, they have to hide that. The collection's website says it depicts colonial hierarchies and racial stereotyping, part of history that should not be forgotten, but which could not be sufficiently countered and contextualized in the reading room without reaffirming those oppressions. Stereotypes exist for a reason, don't they? I mean, I guess you could say the racial stereotype back then was of black people as slaves. And that is because generally black people were slaves. If you saw black people in America, most of the time they were slaves rather than slave owners. There were some freed black slaves who straight away became slave owners, but they were generally slaves. So it's not a racial stereotype to depict them as slaves, just like it's not a racial stereotype to depict indigenous peoples living in the African or South American rainforest as tribes people. It's not a stereotype, it's just an accurate portrayal. And they say here it couldn't be sufficiently countered and contextualized. So what they mean is they couldn't tell a false history without people realizing that that was a false history. So they decided, well, we'll have to just get rid of it altogether. The museum added that the items in the collection show all the extraordinary ways in which people, through time and across cultures, have sought to understand the workings of the mind and the body, to protect themselves and care for one another. So quite clearly he has gone looking at all these indigenous peoples, he's gone all around the world, trying to find examples of this. And if he had found examples of it, he certainly would have put them in the museum. So if there aren't examples of it, that shows that these people didn't have it. It doesn't show that Henry Wellcome was oppressing them and was deliberately not telling us this wonderful history that nobody actually has any evidence for, of medical technology in parts of the world that didn't know how to read and write. They say, but by exhibiting these items together, the very fact that they have ended up in one place, the story we are told is that of a man with enormous wealth, power and privilege. And the stories we neglected to tell were those that we have historically marginalised or excluded. Well, what we're actually being told is that this man who had extraordinary wealth, power and privilege was a great philanthropist. What did he devote his time to doing? He devoted his time to going around the world and collecting examples of medical science and putting them all in one place together so people could go there and understand the history of medicine and also understand the sort of medicine that indigenous peoples had as well. I mean, that's what this Medicine Man exhibit was. So if it doesn't actually show that they had the same medical technology that was as up to date as European technology, that's because they didn't have it. And what they're saying here, they seem to be implying that there was a history of medicine amongst peoples that didn't know how to read and write that Henry Wellcome neglected to tell and was deliberately excluding them. They say, we want to change this, we want to do better, and we invite you to help us get there. Tell us, what is the point of museums? They've already answered what the point of museums is. The decision has sparked fury online, with one angry patron calling it an act of cultural vandalism without even having any idea of what will take its place. At Rince Hold said, if you hate your job, then quit. Recruit someone who isn't disdainful of the collection. Yours is not to reason why. And this is going on all over the place, isn't it? This is going on with the National Trust, who have been entrusted to look after our stately homes. They're trying to recontextualise everything and talk about how people that owned the stately home 300 years ago might have had something to do with a company that employed slaves in Barbados, and what terrible people they are. And because of that, this whole stately home should be knocked down, I guess, and or sold, and all the money given to Black Africans. I think that's the sort of thing that they're implying with their recontextualization. We have the Church of England, which is trying to recontextualize everything and say that which church buildings were built with money from somebody that had shares in a company that, as well as selling sugar and silk and tea and spice, also sold slaves. And all of this really goes back to this a misconception about slavery, I think, that slaves weren't actually looked after. I mean, you had to work for your keep. Everybody had to work for your keep. White people had to work for their keep. And it was cheaper for people to pay wages than it was to keep a slave. And that's a fact. And that really does overturn this idea that people that owned slaves were getting something for nothing. I think it's because people just have this idea that if you owned a slave, you didn't have to feed them. You didn't have to house them. You didn't have to clothe them. You could just work them into the ground and then capture another slave and get them to carry on doing the work until you killed them as well. And that's just not what actually happened. At NATO Enthusiast wrote, the point of museums is to showcase the past and provide context. Problematic exhibits belong there for that very reason. Instead of explaining what makes them wrong to your visitors, you just deprive them of the collection. That is antithetical to your mission. So, I mean, they can provide a modern context, can't they? And they can say, well, this is a modern way of looking at this. But in the past, people would have looked at it differently. And that is really, there's nothing wrong with that, is there? But to remove it completely and say, well, we can't use this because it's just not possible that we can shoehorn black people into this, into the history of medical science, so we just have to get rid of the whole history. I mean, that's effectively what they're saying here, because it's too difficult to tell a false history. And we can't even contextualize it without adding a false history. We'll just have to get rid of the entire history. NATO enthusiast continues, if we only fill museums with exhibits that are up to modern moral standards, they will be quite barren indeed. The past was not perfect, but hiding the imperfections doesn't help anyone. And we really should just look at the past and leave people to contextualise it for themselves and leave them to work out for themselves why it was the way that it is. We shouldn't have to tell people how to think and how to understand what it is that they're seeing. Pauli Tandori added, museums exist to educate and inform about how things were and how they are now. By taking this decision, I sincerely think you have lost a great opportunity to make your points and deprived the public of the chance to learn about the things you talk about in your thread. And it's just the removal of knowledge, isn't it? I mean, we want to expand knowledge. We want people to understand more about the world. And what they're doing here is they're just encouraging ignorance by removing knowledge. At Coderty wrote, visited with my family this summer, and Medicine Man was a section they chose to spend the longest in. So sad that visitors in future will be denied access to actual historical artifacts and only allowed to hear modern artists' messages instead. That is a gallery, not a museum. And this is a point that I've raised before. When you get people that complain about these things, complain about what's in a museum or the way that people in the past had a connection to slavery, they will cite people talking today. They will cite Ibrahim X. Kendi, or they'll cite some other modern black history professor today. And all of that has been written today. If you go back to the original source documents and you look at what was written in the 1800s, they tell us something completely different to the modern historians. And surely we should be going back to look at what the people of the day itself were saying, because that's going to be the most accurate. And that's the point of this museum, isn't it? This museum actually shows you these pieces that were actually used by indigenous peoples. Instead of just being told about it, or instead of seeing pictures that were painted of it, you're actually seeing the real thing. Well, among the items deemed controversial by the Wellcome Collections curators is the 1916 Harold Copping painting, A Medical Missionary Attending to a Sick African. Who could complain about that? Who could complain about somebody attending to somebody else who is sick? The painting shows a white person helping a black person. And what is wrong with that? Of course, that they will say, well, this perpetuates racial stereotypes of black people not being able to help themselves. Well, as we see here, they weren't able to help themselves with the medical technology that they had. And as we can see from the demographics of Africa, they weren't able to treat themselves in anywhere near as good a way as white people were able to. The painting shows an idealized white missionary, guided by Christ standing behind him, using Western medicine to heal a sick African child. The missionary has a medicine chest, identical in type to the tabloid medicine chests which the firm of Burroughs Wellcome made for explorers and missionaries. And in the foreground is the discarded African surgical instrument, the horn, used for cupping. So this shows us the African medical technology, which was just a cow's horn. And then we see this chest here that was made for explorers and missionaries so that they could actually help the people that they came across. And we're being told that this perpetuates racist stereotypes. And what it does is it shows that white people are charitable, white people are merciful, white people seek to help the people that they come across. And this painting portrays that. And of course, today we don't want white people to think about our ancestors as being good people that did what they can to help others. We're just supposed to think of our white ancestors as evil people that kept black slaves and didn't look after them. So this challenges that idea, doesn't it? Because it shows that you had this firm, this company, Burroughs Wellcome, that was making a medicine chest, and that all explorers and missionaries had this medical chest with them so that they could help the people they came across. The white missionary resembles Henry Morton Stanley, as portrayed in a wood engraving published in the Illustrated London News. And Henry Morton Stanley is the explorer that went out and discovered Dr. Livingstone, and we have who was lost in Africa. And we have Dr. Livingstone in our series of Greatest Britons, and that is quite an eye-opener as well, listening to that. I do recommend listeners check that out. Dr. Livingstone, he did lots for the Africans, and he wanted to do away with slavery, and his way of doing away with slavery was to colonize Africa. I mean, that was the point of colonizing Africa. It was to stop the slavery. It was so that the Africans could produce other items that they could then trade on the world's stage. And that was the reason for colonizing Africa. And of course, that goes against the narrative, doesn't it? Because the narrative is that Britain just colonized Africa because they wanted to oppress black people. So this painting is rather reminiscent of Henry Morton Stanley. It was previously on display, but was removed by Wellcome's director, Melanie Keane, in 2019. On its website, the Wellcome Collection says the painting was returned to storage in 2019 as part of a continuing process of reviewing what we display in the Wellcome Collection, why and how. And we get to the reason why they didn't like it. It depicts colonial hierarchies and racial stereotyping, part of history that should not be forgotten, but which could not be sufficiently countered and contextualized in the reading room without reaffirming those oppressions. So in order to tell the truth, the truth is that black people didn't have any medical technology and white people did. So what they're saying there is that that's a colonial hierarchy there, because you've got someone that does know how to use medical technology and you've got someone that doesn't. And then they're saying, well, this perpetuates a racial stereotype of the white man having technology and the black man having a cow horn. But that's the truth, isn't it? That's the reality of how things were 300 years ago. So because this painting represents the truth, they have to remove it. They have to remove it. I mean, all of this is about denying reality, isn't it? According to the collection's website, the item was renamed The Healer in May 2022. And I wonder if they're trying to sort of imply that it was the black guy there that was the healer with his cow's horn, rather than the white missionary with his missionary chest. I mean, what is wrong with just acknowledging reality and saying, yes, this group of people, they didn't have a written language, so they weren't able to pass on information from one generation to the next. And that's the reason why they didn't develop a civilization equal to one in Europe in Africa. What is wrong with saying that? I mean, that is the reality of it. And then saying, and white people are so generous and so charitable that we invited these people that didn't build a civilization, we invited them into our civilization. And we created all these programs to try and help them, all these diversity quotas, all this promotion in universities for them. We even brought laws in so that people could only speak in glowing terms of these people that didn't have a civilization of their own. I mean, all of that shows white people to be incredibly charitable, incredibly loving, and incredibly caring about the other peoples of the world. And that's the truth of the matter. White people are not oppressors. We're not the sort of people that want to oppress people and take all their resources and leave them starving. We're the sort of people that want to share the good things that we have with the other peoples of the world that may not have them. And that's what I think was actually being shown in this exhibition, rather than Henry Wellcome deliberately hiding the contributions that indigenous people had made to medical science over the years. Well, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson. God bless. And hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.